Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rocky Krisnick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lucrit Lau. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks fires over to first and Sievers drops the ball. That's an error on Sievers. Minoso moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy takes first base on ball four. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Mealy moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick hits a line drive to left field. Dyke throws towards the infield. Trucks fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Trucks. Mealy scores. Rivera moves to third. Krisnick moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to third. Dyke moves to second. Gene Bearden now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bearden for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seavers moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up towards third. Krasnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Trucks. Minoso moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mealy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. That run is unearned. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krasnick hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearden hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Bearden covering. Safe. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Fox reaches second base with a double. Wirtz throws the ball into Young, who relays the ball to Hunter, who tags Fox trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fain strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rivera is hit by the pitch. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krisnick hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wertz hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Carrasquel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krisnick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler strikes out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-2 in the game. Bearden strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Larson pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krisnick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krusnik hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Moss pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.